If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's time for Weather on the Ooze here at 720 WGN, and that means it's time for our weekly chat with Bill Snyder, WGN meteorologist. Good evening to you, Bill. How are you?
Good evening, John. How are you? Happy Thursday to you and all our listeners out there.
Thank you very much. How about all that rainfall yesterday?
Wow.
My goodness.
Yeah,
it was coming down. It was coming down.
It sure was. And boy, did we need it, huh? I mean, we've been so dry.
But wait a minute. Do we still have a drought? Are you still going to claim that there's a drought going on?
Well, you know what? Actually, so here's the thing, John.
Okay.
There's about a day and a half or 2 day delay in the actual drought report that comes out from USDA. So their measurements of the, you know, surface observations across the area, that takes place on Tuesday. So that's when they get their data. Now, they actually put out the new drought outlook on Thursday. So basically what I'm saying is that the rainfall that we had yesterday is not incorporated into the current outlook.
Gotcha.
So the outlook that came out today looks unchanged. As a matter of fact, a good portion of the area is still in a moderate drought. So what'll be interesting to see is that as we move into next week, if that changes at all. But, you know, we're at a time of the year, John. I mean, summer is about to begin tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. But where the sun angle is so strong, it's so high in the sky that we lose a lot of moisture rapidly this time of the year. So all it takes is you get a succession of 80, 85 degree days, sunny days. And if you don't have any rainfall to replenish the moisture in the ground, things can start to, brown out fairly quickly. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens here as we're talking about upcoming heat too. That's going to be a factor, but there's no question that this was very beneficial rainfall that we desperately needed. I mean, we had, official total at Midway Airport, Frank Wachowski. If you just take the last 3 days, Frank's had over 3.5 inches of rain, which is essentially what you get in an entire month of June, pretty much in just that 3 days time. So, as we often say around here, John, it's feast or famine. And, we had some very impressive rainfalls. Yesterday alone was the big day for rains. We had a daily rainfall record set at O'Hare Airport. O'Hare had 1.86 inches for the date. That broke the record of 180 set all the way back in 1892 for June 18th. And then Midway had 1.60 inches for the day yesterday, surpassing the record of 1.12 in 1950. So, it was quite a bit. And areas like Lamont had 2.83, Homer Glen 278, Plainfield 274, Wilmette 259. But you know what's interesting, John? We talk about how summer rainfalls sometimes often don't distribute their rains evenly. And this was a perfect example because, you know, if you get a lot of rain in one portion of the town, it's possible that in another site not far away gets very little. So perfect examples on Wednesday where, you know, as Lamont had 283 and Homer Glen 278, Co-op Observer site in St. Charles, West Suburban St. Charles in Kane County, reported just 0.05, and another site in East Chicago, Indiana, in our eastern suburbs, had just 0.18. So, you know, it just goes to show you that even though most of us did get beneficial rains, there were a few areas that didn't get much. Even Algonquin up in McHenry County, Algonquin had a little over 0.4 inches total from the whole event. So these are areas that are still, the yards and gardens are still pretty stressed from the lack of rainfall that we had going into this.
How about those yards and gardens and the effect of what might be a heat wave on them? I mean, as a matter of fact, what constitutes, everybody thinks, oh, I know what a heat wave is, but
yeah,
you go and find out there's a whole different.
It is, John. And you know what? It really varies on where you live.
Okay.
Certain parts of the country, if you live down in Houston or Dallas or Tampa, Atlanta, Phoenix, I mean, they have far different, ways of defining a heat wave. But for our part of the world here in the Midwest, what constitutes a heat wave is 3 or more consecutive days in the 90s with high levels of humidity. And we, my friend, have ourselves a heat wave on the way coming starting on Saturday this weekend. It's going to continue into next week. So that's really all the definition is here for the Chicago area, which constitutes a heat wave. And as a matter of fact, John, my colleagues at the National Weather Service have already are on top of this, you know, 2 days ahead of time. They've issued an extreme heat watch from Saturday morning through Monday evening for Central Cook, Northern Cook, and Southern Cook counties because of the prolonged heat, temperatures well into the 90s, heat index values well above 100. Mm. And, in this type of setup too, John, it's not just the heat during the day that can tend to cause some issues, you know, for people that may be exerting themselves outside and in that kind of, levels of temperature, but it's the nighttime temperatures. That's kind of the silent killer. And, you know, we learned that, unfortunately, the hard way back in 1995 when we had, a tremendous heat wave in mid-July and tragically lost the lives of more than 700 people because, that heat wave, John, really changed the guidelines across the country. One of my colleagues that used to work here at WGN, who's now retired, he was the head of the National Weather Service, Paul Daly, that changed just the way how they headline heat nowadays and how they get the warning out to people. Because, you know, it's important to check on the elderly people. It's important to make sure that, you have proper ways of means of cooling off in these type of temperatures that are on the way.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very important to check on elderly people. So I called myself today and I'm okay. Just, I thought I'd pass
you,
that
you
along.
Sound great, John, and, but I might have to do a well-being check and see how you're doing on Saturday night or Sunday just to make sure that you still sound okay.
Okay. So.
But, So, it's interesting, John, I was looking, through the stats on this. So, to see just the level of heat that we're predicting this weekend. I mean, hot weather is no stranger to the Midwest. I mean, it gets hot every year, just like it gets cold in winter. So this is, nothing new to us. But what's interesting is, I looked at the level of temperatures. So we're forecasting a high of 95 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday, which that would tie a record. That would tie a record set back in 1988, and 95, maybe even 96 on Monday. So interestingly, I looked to see in the month of June how often we've had temperatures at that level, John. And you know what's interesting? It has only happened 5 times since records began in 1871, where we've had 3 or more consecutive days that have been 95 degrees or hotter. So this is pretty rare stuff. It's not unprecedented, but it doesn't come around every year. And so the last time we had 3 straight days of 95 plus in June was back in that really hot drought summer of 1988, where we had our most 100-degree days. It was blazing hot. We had 47 and 48 90-degree days total for that year at O'Hare and Midway Airport, respectively, which, again, that's the most we've had on record here. So it's interesting to look and see, when you get this type of heat and say, when is the last time we had something like this? So, and here's another thing, John, this really surprised me. So I was doing some digging on temperatures that we're forecasting this weekend. We've certainly had this level of heat in recent years. It's just not fallen on a weekend. And if these temperatures verify, John, we're on track for this being at least, and it may be longer than that, at least our hottest weekend in Chicago in 5 years.
That's warm.
Yeah, I'll it is bet. Warm. So, I mean, yeah. Again, we've had hot days. It just haven't fallen on the Saturday-Sunday period. But I just found that kind of interesting. So I'll tell you what, people are going to be flocking in droves to our area beaches and swimming pools and lakes. And it's they're going to be doing land office business, as they say, this weekend, I think, John, because, and water temperatures are starting to warm up too. I mean, they're not quite as frigid as they were even just a couple of weeks ago. So that will make it, easier for people to cool off in this type of warmth that's coming in.
And so, keep the sunscreen handy.
Oh, yeah. That too, David. Absolutely. David, tomorrow we ring in the official start of summer at 9:42 p.m. The sun is at its highest angle in the sky. We have our longest day of the year.
And it's on the sun is shining on the other side of the planet. Great help.
Yeah. But here's the bad news, David. You know, you don't notice it right away, but after tomorrow, our days will start to slowly
get shorter. I knew that was coming.
I know, but you know what, John? I'm not even going to go there because the difference is so minor, you won't even notice it. And you know, let's get back onto positive thinking here. You know, okay. We have an 8 p.m. or greater sunsets in Chicago all the way until August the 10th. So, you know what? It's a very, very subtle notice. It's not going to be something that you see right away, but it's just a reminder that, you know, after we peak tomorrow evening, that we've reached the longest day, and they'll slowly start to drop after that.
So, what are the details of this really hot weekend that's coming?
So, the details, John, is we have clearing skies tonight. It's to be fairly warm, and you know, moderately humid, temperatures dropping into the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, very similar to today, temperature wise, we'll be back in the mid 80s. However, there is another chance for some sun cloud mix, but we should see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It looks like the period, if that's going to happen, would be late morning and early afternoon, and they'll get out of here fairly expeditiously. And I think the sun will be back out by mid afternoon, and then you know we'll head into a clear night tomorrow night, and then the heat is on. We'll have mostly sunny skies, windy, hot and humid. High of 95 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday. Both days again mostly sunny skies. Heat index values will be around 105 on Saturday, could be as high as 105 to 110 on Sunday. And the heat wave spills into early next week. We're talking about mostly sunny and a high of about 95, 96 on Monday. Tuesday, we may see some scattered thunderstorms enter the picture, and that could temper the heat just a little bit. And we'll carry that chance of thunderstorms into the pattern. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll slowly get out of the extreme heat, but temperatures will still be in the low to mid-90s on Tuesday, and then upper 80s to near 90 on Wednesday and Thursday. And the only reason we won't be hotter is because there will be more cloud cover and a risk of a few scattered thunderstorms.
All right. Thank you, Bill, bringing us the hot news, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet, my friend. Always good to talk to you. Take care.
You bet. Bill Snyder from WGN-TV Channel 9.